The dangers of bullying have captured the nation's attention following such incidents as Columbine. There's a new movie called Bully that opens today, but there's another film on bullying that is also getting a lot of attention. Fat Boy Chronicles is out on DVD, and there's a free screening at the Tower Theater in a couple of weeks. One of the film's stars is a Bend native. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the Fat Boy Chronicles is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
The fat kid. All I can hear is Rob talking about my chest. Apparently, he comes to school to play football and to make my life miserable. When Mom came in to say goodnight, I had to pretend I was asleep, so she wouldn't see me crying.
Fat Boy Chronicles is based on a true story of a boy bullied for being overweight. Bend actor Cole Carson is one of the stars of the film. He explains the plot.
It's about a young boy who's entering high school. He's a little overweight and dealing with being taunted and bullied by his peers. And basically what most kids go through coming out of junior high and going into high school. And he gets tired of being bullied and takes it upon himself to start eating better, lose the weight, and ultimately win over the girl of his dreams.
Hey, we got a test today in math.
Yeah, I know.
Can we go to the library during homeroom?
With me, a fat freshman?
Yeah, with you, a fat freshman.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can be seen with a dumb chalk. I'm just kidding.
Oh, really?
Really?
All right, I'll see you in the library.
I actually played the high school quarterback, the stereotypical jock, popular guy, what have you. And I was, in the beginning of the story, I'm one of the bullies. And about halfway through the film, my character, his name is Rob. This kid is assigned to mentor him with math and help Rob. And at first he's thinking this is the biggest curse because this is the same guy who's bullying him. So the main character mentors my character and teaches him how to pass math. And he needed to pass math to go on and play college football. And so after being forced to hang out with this younger kid and him helping him out, they become friends. And basically my character comes around.
Jimmy, what is wrong? Jimmy!
I'm sick of being fat and having everyone make fun of me. I hate school. I have no friends. And I hate you for having all this junk in the house. I want to lose weight.
The movie's had just a tremendous impact on these kids. It's kind of been, and the way we describe it is it's kind of been the key that opens up this box inside them that's locked away, and they won't talk about these things that are happening at school. They don't tell their parents, their teachers, their coaches about being bullied and that sort of thing. So the movie has kind of been that key that unlocks this box and opens up this conversation, this dialogue.
Cole Carson says he was a victim of bullying when he attended junior high and high school in Bend.
The worst for me was junior high. There was a period of time where a group of kids, I think, just decided they didn't like me for whatever reason and made my life a living hell, for lack of a better term. And that definitely has affected me throughout my life. I got into high school and, you know, began to grow up and things changed. And I had, you know, a group of friends and it didn't really matter anymore. There was no bullying going on. And I think I probably became somewhat of a bully myself. I think that's the way a lot of kids deal with it. They get bullied, and their only way out of being bullying is to bully themselves. And so it's really sad looking back to think that I may have negatively impacted other kids' lives.
The Tower Theater is offering a free screening of Fat Boy Chronicles Saturday, April 14th. The nonprofit Serendipity West is sponsoring the screening with a question and answer session to follow the film.
You know?
Cole will be part of that discussion.
So to bring a project like this back to my hometown and kind of show what I've been working on is great. It's such an amazing feeling. And I really hope that it can make an impact in my community from where I grew up.
Again, the screening is Saturday, April 14th. It's free, but you must get a ticket from the Tower Theater website to get in. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
I was thinking, maybe we should change our mascot to the big, round blueberries.